Today's Hot Country, 94.1 FM, WMIX. Special in-studio guest from the Hamilton-Jefferson County Farm Bureau is the Ag Literacy Coordinator, Lucille Slaybaugh. Good morning to you. Glad to have you in.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, we're doing good. We're glad to have you in here to talk a little bit about ag literacy.
Yes.
Of course, that's your title. You're the Ag Literacy Coordinator. What that means, and of course, there's a big event coming up, the Powered by Pancakes breakfast that is happening Saturday, February 8th, which kind of spawned this conversation in general. But Lucille, we're glad to have you. First off, I'd like to know a little bit more about ag literacy. What is that? Is that just someone kind of learning more about, you know, what all it takes in the ag industry, or is there more to it than just that?
Yeah, that is a lot of it, but I actually go into all of the county schools here in Jefferson and Hamilton County. I have about 495 students that I see on a monthly basis. I pick different agriculture topics, and I go in and just teach the kids about agriculture and try to be hands-on. We do some fun activities. In October, we buried underwear to see if their soil was healthy because the underwear should decompose. So that was a fun activity to do with the kids. This month, I did horses, and we raced horses down a cardboard ramp. So that was kind of fun. Taught the kids about what horses eat and things, and then they had a fun activity at the end.
So. Yeah, because it's not just, ag literacy in general, yes, but then the whole, I think the other kind of encompassing thing in this, you know, pancake breakfast and what you do is ag in the classroom, right? That's kind of what the breakfast itself, it's a fundraiser for that.
Yes.
And why is that important? It seems like a silly question. You know, especially to us around here. But there might be some people who'd be like, well, why do we really need to know? There might actually be some people who think that. But there's so much importance to the ag industry. You know, people come from that. That's literally the livelihood. That's why we have so many fields around here, you know,
yes.
and so many cows and pigs and things like that. But why kind of putting it back in the classroom, especially in front of those kids who don't live on a farm or who don't experience the whole farm life? Why is that so important?
I think it's super important because if you think about what you ate this morning, if you think about what kind of clothes you have on, I like to tell the kids, think about what you do throughout the day and how do you relate that to agriculture. Our clothes are made from cotton. Our food that you eat, mostly farmers all grow that, and we grow a lot of things here in Illinois. And I like to point out that we have number two in corn and number one in soybeans, and a lot of our things are made from corn and soybeans. So it's super important for me. I grew up in a farm, and I love to promote agriculture, and that's why I love bringing it into the classroom and teaching the younger generation how important it is that farmers are growing our food and giving us clothes and everything that we do throughout the day.
So. Yeah, it seems like you're kind of right in your maybe not your dream job, but it's definitely a great niche for you for sure, right?
For sure, yes. I love doing this. I did this in high school for my FFA record book. Now I get to do it for my job, so it's a lot of fun.
Very cool. So let's get into I was going to say the meat, but it's the fluffiness. It's the pancakes. It's powered by pancakes, a pancake breakfast benefiting the Jefferson County Agriculture in the Classroom program that is through the Jefferson County Farm Bureau, Saturday, February 8th from 7 to 11 a.m. Where is this going to be, and kind of give us the details on cost and things like that?
Yeah, for sure. It is at the Roland Lewis Building at Veterans Park. Like you said, it's from 7 to 11. If you come, we have placemats on the table, and we had a coloring contest with all the schools, and the winner got a free ticket to the breakfast. That was so that the kids would want to come and support their classmates. So when you come, you'll see these really beautiful colored pictures on the table. It's $5 for adults and $3 for 12 and under children. So cheaper than McDonald's.
Yeah, sure.
And for a great cause. So, it's a lot of fun. And we have some sponsors. So we have Prairie Farms donating milk and juice. We have Gateway FS that is giving us money to pay for the food expenses. We have Country Financial that is helping pay for the rent of the room at Roland Lewis Building. And Farm Credit is supporting us with the paper products. So we like to thank all of our sponsors as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not just pancakes, right? I mean, no. there's some sausages, yeah. And like you said, there's drinks and stuff there too. So you're not just getting the all the sugary goodness. You're getting a little bit of meat there too.
Yes. Yep. We got sausage coming and pancakes. And it's all made there at the Roland Lewis Building early in the morning. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, you're excited because you're going to probably be out there by, what, 5 a.m. you're going to be over there?
Yeah.
You're super excited for that, I can tell. Saturday, February 8th, at the Roland Lewis Community Building in Veterans Park in Mount Vernon. It's the Powered by Pancakes Benefit Breakfast. Pancakes, sausage, and drinks. $5 for adults, $3 for kids 12 and under. It's all you can eat, too. That's an interesting little thing. People can kind of stick around and get their fill, right?
For sure, yeah. And I have a lot of volunteers. We have Blueford FFA coming and Mount Vernon FFA. They always are very supportive with Ag in the Classroom and thank them for coming in to help too.
And you also have carryouts available. Same price, right?
Yes.
So you can just, if you don't really, you know, I know me personally, have a couple of kids, being able to slide through there and pick up breakfast as opposed to have to go sit down and do the whole thing.
Yes.
It's going to be very beneficial.
We have a lot of Saturday morning basketball and things going on that weekend too. Mm-hmm. So a lot of families come in and get their breakfast and they leave and go to the games. So it's a very, very good thing to come out and support.
Yeah, it's nice to have the carryouts, and obviously the all-you-can-eat while you're in there sitting down is fantastic too. So check it out. It's to benefit Jefferson County Ag in the Classroom through the Jefferson County Farm Bureau. Saturday, February 8th, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Roland Lewis Building in Veterans Park in Mount Vernon, the Pancake Breakfast. Go check that out. Anything else, you know, specific to your Ag Literacy Coordinator position at the Farm Bureau, or you know, maybe another event coming up outside of this Pancake Breakfast, or anything I didn't ask about you want to make sure the folks know about?
We do a Adopt a Classroom every year. This year, all of our classrooms are sponsored. So all it takes is $100 to support a classroom that I do go into every month. That's just to kind of help support the cost of the paper products or if I take snacks, things like that. And then at the end of the year in May, I let that sponsor go in and talk to the kids so the kids can see face to face that what they're getting is not free, and they can thank the sponsor face to face and give them a thank you card. And I think that's just good regular conduct to do. So so Adopt a Classroom, we have about 41 classes that I go into, so if you want to sponsor one, you can just give me a call. So thank you.
Check that out, Jefferson County Farm Bureau. Lucille Slaybaugh, our Ag Literacy Coordinator at the Farm Bureau, and talking about the annual Pancake Breakfast, February 8th at the Roland Lewis Building in Mount Vernon from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. All you can eat if you're there, or you can get your carryouts as well. But anything else, Lucille, or are we good to go?
No, I think we're good to go.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming in. Thank you so much.
Thank you.